Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Have you thought about what you want to be when you grow up? Maybe a firefighter or a ballet dancer. What do your parents think of that? History is full of composers who wanted to be composers, but their parents said absolutely not. Well, believe it or not, Georges Bizet's parents actually wanted him to be a composer. When Bizet was born in 1838 in Paris, France, his parents had three first names picked out for him, none of them Georges. He was supposed to be called Alexander Caesar Leopold, Caesar for short, but his godfather thought that was ridiculous, so Bizet was baptized Georges, French for George. Bizet's father was a wig maker who then became a singing teacher. Don't ask me how those are related. And Bizet's mother was a pianist. Georges Bizet grew up surrounded by music. When he was four, his mother taught him to read music at the same time as he learned to read words. Bizet loved books. In fact, his parents thought he loved them too much. They were so gung-ho on his becoming a composer that at one point they hid his books so that he'd spend more time with music. When Bizet was just 10, his father got him into the Paris Conservatory. While he was a student there, Bizet wrote his only symphony. Between all the stories he read and all the singers he heard his father teach, it's no wonder that Georges Bizet started composing operas. One of his early ones was called The Pearl Fishers. But Bizet's most famous opera is about a Spanish gypsy named Carmen. That's the famous Habanera, which Bizet didn't actually write. It's by a Spanish composer named Iradier. Carmen loves to flirt. In the Habanera, she sings about love and warns men that if they're not interested in her, she'll be interested in them. But if she gets interested in them, they'd better watch out. One of the men who gets interested in Carmen is Escamillo, a bullfighter. That's Escamillo's big aria, or solo, about the life of a toreador, Spanish for bullfighter. I'm kind of fond of this version of the Song of the Toreador, and I have no idea who came up with these words. Toreadoro, don't spit on the floro, use the cuspidoro, that's what it's for. When the opera Carmen first opened in Paris, the reviews were terrible. Lots of critics thought there were no good tunes in the opera. Can you believe that? And audiences stayed away in droves. In the middle of the night, during the first round of Carmen performances, Bizet died. He was only 36. Too bad he didn't live another 4 months, because when Carmen opened in Vienna, it was a smash hit. Since then, people have arranged and rearranged the music from Carmen, which turned out to be one of the most popular operas ever. Bizet was obviously very good at writing dramatic music. The second most interesting thing about the play L'Arlésienne, or The Woman from Arles, is that the title character never shows up. The most interesting thing about the play is the incidental music Bizet composed for it. That's the Farandole from the Arlésienne Suite by Georges Bizet. Next week on Classics for Kids, a behind-the-scenes look at the interesting way Bizet put the Farandole together. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write Classics for Kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. I hope you'll join me for the next Classics for Kids.